This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Look at me. You know what to see. See a bad.
Hollywood Casino is our title sponsor. Please head on out there for game four to watch at 99 Hops House. We have 99 different beers to choose from, some great appetizers, maybe have a little Final Cut Steakhouse, celebrate a Blues victory, do a little people watching, do a little gambling. It's the place to be, the best place in St. Louis for concerts. We appreciate Hollywood Casino being our title sponsor. The Vegas Sharks call was worse because it was a game seven. I don't think it's worse than the Rams and Saints because that's for a right to go to the Super Bowl.
And you have to give up four goals in the process.
That was huge, and it's interesting that it's been San Jose both times. Instead of just talking about Joe Thornton all the time, which Plows and I are obsessed with.
It's unreal.
Maybe they should roll that video in there, too. So, yeah, Vegas fans should be rooting for the Blues at this point. I should have mentioned that. That's the obvious one that was on all of our lists last night when we were thinking about San Jose benefiting yet again. I think the Rams-Saints thing is number one. Super Bowl on the line, and I know they've been accused of maybe overdoing it down there, but it's pretty funny how New Orleans has almost turned it into a thing. And because it's them hating the league, I think we can all get behind that.
And just a little Joe Thornton thing. Why isn't the league more obsessed with Joe Thornton never winning a cup than the whole St. Louis Blues organization? Why is that not the storyline? I'm just so baffled by that. That's all.
If Joe Thornton looks 59 with that beard, what do you think he'll look like when he shaves it? How old will he be?
He'll probably look like he's about 30.
Yeah.
I just have that feeling. With hockey players, anytime a season's over and we're down there, or we see him at a golf tournament fundraiser in the summer, there's a lot of times you don't even recognize him because they look like kids. I would think, even though he's an older player, now that Justin Williams for Carolina, he looks pretty old. He's got a gray beard going too, but he just looks a little older. I bet Thornton, let's see it shaved next week. What do you say, Frank? Let's get these Sharks bounced, and maybe that should be the new mantra. Let's get that thing shaved in talking about Joe Thornton.
I don't know
it's just a little overdone. I mean, I get it. He's been in the league. I get it, but I think we can move on a little bit.
Yeah, and that Brent Burns is no day at the park either. Man, they got some ugly people with those beards.
Yeah, and then you got Carlson skating around with the long hair, and I think Randy Naughton tweeted, I just want to put some gum in his hair right now. And I think everybody's animosity is building, but it's usually about a player on the other side. Like, we're tired of Joe Thornton because they keep talking about him. Who's the player you've learned to hate on that side? I guess at this point it's all about the officials. That's where all of the animosity is headed.
And I don't think the Blues really have a guy that the opposition despises. I mean, Pat Maroon's a tough guy, but he's not a dirty player or anything like that. I think
Perron was playing a little different game this postseason. He's been stirring it up a little bit, although nothing notable that they would remember.
Yeah.
But I think he's tried to agitate a little bit. I think he's taken on that role because they don't really have guys that do that on this team. You're right. If you're a fan of the other team, you're not going to hate Colton Parayko.
Yeah, you know, I guess the one guy you could would be Bortuzzo because he beat the tar out of one player, then scored the game winner in another game. But he's not a mean-spirited guy.
It is amazing how long these runs go. And if you start to think back, you're like, God, the play where Parayko hit Bishop and knocked him over, that feels like a month ago. You know, there's so many things that happen in a series. The Manitoba Miracle where they scored the three goals late. I guess in any team sport where you make a run to a championship, ultimately you're going to look back and there's just a lot of huge moments. But right now it feels a little bit like a blur.
I thought it was kind of interesting, too. I think about a minute and a half into the game, or maybe even less than that, as soon as Colton Parayko got a look, he let it go. And it's like what everybody in talk radio, what everybody on television, what everybody's saying, Colton, shoot it, shoot it, shoot it. And as soon as he gets it, he shot it. Now, on the other side, we're all hoping for Vladimir Tarasenko to bust out, and he had that moment. But as Joe Micheletti eloquently mentioned this morning, they just didn't say his name very often. In fact, I can't remember Vladimir Tarasenko making a play besides that moment.
Well, Frank, they had to get at least 5,000 Joe Thorntons in.
Yeah.
So it's hard.
It is true. At the end of games, you'll say, all right, did they say so-and-so's name very much? And if you just didn't hear their name, that's usually an indictment on that player. But if I had told you yesterday, you're going to get a power play goal and you're going to get a Tarasenko goal, That's a 5-on-5. And I'll even tell you, you're going to score 4 goals in one period. God, I think you would have taken that in a heartbeat and assumed that you'd won that game.
Yeah, great point. Let's
Does
see.
That count if Frank tells me great point? Do,
no.
do I get to ring the bell?
He was just buying time while he was packing up his things, Martin. Don't worry.
What he didn't really mean it.
What do you have coming up in the coveted hour?
Well, we have Chuck Marlowe has arrived. He's ready to hold the officials accountable. We might shoot some more free throws with Rock. Hoff is here. We've got hot takes. It's a big Thursday. Frank, I think we'll get to the text line, too, get some hot takes. And what I would like to ask people on the text line, and then we'll make sure Charlie reads them. At 855-282-8255.
3-2-N-1, 3-2-N-1.
Hi,
great
Charles.
To be here.
Good to see you, buddy. Frank, I think this is the question of the next hour. Do you think the Blues and their fan base, not the Blues, but the fan base, should be quick to turn the page? Or because last night, after saying this is ridiculous, how do you not review plays like this, I did say they could have closed it out, could have scored an empty net, and the majority of people said, that's not true. That's not the point. You're missing the point. They were angry when you even point out there was opportunity to win that game in regulation. So my question would be, is it whining if you're a Blues fan, or is this a special case where you should be whining?
Oh, yeah, you should be whining. And you know what? Blues fans and media members complaining about this for the next 24 hours, it all had nothing to do with the players' performance. So Blues fans have every right to do it. And that's why, you know, every time anybody that was involved in that last bit of drama, every time they touched the puck, should just be booed off the ice.
Should I hold my answer, though,
Mark? Yeah. Tease ahead. We got to be better at teasing.
I mean, great to hear your voice, Frank. I have some hot takes coming up.
Woo.
But I think we should save them for the coveted hour here at Westport Social. Such a fantastic spot to hang out. I'm off today, Fox 2, because I'm working Saturday.
He looks, I got to tell you, Frank, he looks like he may have just come from the pool at Algonquin. He's got a striped golf shirt that maybe the father-in-law paid for. He looks very, very clubbish
today. You know, you
today.
Can't really hide wealth, can you?
Yeah. All I'm saying is I think I could enjoy an adult beverage or two here at fantastic Westport Social.
Coming up next, what does Charlie Marlowe think about Game 3?
Yes.
That story.
Oh,
yes.
There it is.
Yes.
All right, guys, have a good one.